Now, in two articles that he's written, I hope this won't seem solipsistic if I take a moment to reply, Tariq has, I haven't yet replied in print, has slandered and taunted me, not that I mind that much, for referring to this movement of sadism and fanaticism and bigotry and cruelty as fascistic or as fascist. Here, if I can quote it, is his supposed historical refutation of that usage of mine. Pre-war fascism, he says, was based on both mass and corporate support, which they retained till it became obvious that they were going to be defeated. I'm sorry about the grammar, it's not mine. Well, Islamic fascism is based on Saudi finance and supposed mass populist support, and it too will be defeated, whether it recognizes it early or late. It has in common with fascism the following symptoms and characteristics. First, it teaches the embittered and the ill-educated that nothing is their fault. Second, it projects the hatred of the embittered and the ill-educated, it projects their hatred and their resentment onto vulnerable or imagined targets, exclusively civilian. Third, it preaches a fundamental anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Fourth, it relies on elite death squads and killing units. Fifth, it is for sale to high bidders. Sixth, it declares war on all art, all culture, and all literature, fusing state power with cult power and religious power to eradicate knowledge and science and beauty. If you ever wonder what these people have in mind for you, just look what they did to the architecture and the museums and the people of Afghanistan. Seventh, it can only maintain momentum by the continuous export of violence. And eighth, it proposes a society run by the precepts of one mediocre book. And that society would be totalitarian in the strict, literal sense that everything not forbidden is compulsory, and everything not compulsory is absolutely forbidden. I rest my case there on fascism.